Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
After Gustav Eiffel wowed the world with his Tower of Steel at the Paris Expo in 1889, American organizers of the 1893 World Columbian Exposition in Chicago immediately searched for an iconic attraction that would eclipse the Eiffel Tower. George Ferris, a 33-year-old Pittsburgh engineer, responded to the planner's call for a bold and unique structure. Ferris proposed a mammoth revolving wheel, similar to a bicycle wheel, that would take visitors a dizzying 250 feet in the air for a bird's-eye view of the expo below. Fair directors originally dismissed his idea as impossible, but agreed to let Ferris try to build the daring ride. The result? A $400,000 wheel of steel with 36 railroad car-sized gondolas carrying up to 2,000 passengers. The ride was a huge hit, with more than a million fairgoers paying 50 cents to enjoy two revolutions and 20 minutes of breathtaking views. The Ferris wheel was unanimously dubbed the mechanical wonder of the fair and demonstrated the principles of cantilevered bridge construction and American engineering prowess, astounding visitors from around the world. Ferris's attraction was so popular that the organizers of the St. Louis World's Fair brought back the ride in 1904. More than 100 years later, Ferris wheels continue to delight and amaze riders around the world.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.